Doppelganger. This is an amazing phenomenon, almost like the ghost of a living person. Doppelganger is a German word meaning double-goer. It's thought by some to be a separate shadow identity that every person has that can be seen only by the originator. Others believe a doppelganger can be seen by anyone who knows the originator, so that as much confusion and mistaken identity as possible can result. Still others believe that a doppelganger appears only as an omen when the originator is about to die. Please don't let me confuse you. Doppelgangers are not synonymous with astral projection or astral travel. During an astral experience, the spirit leaves the body for various adventures, but the body stays where it is and certainly never seems to appear anywhere else. When a doppelganger is involved, the body, the living, breathing, very much alive body, literally seems to bilocate or be in two places at once. There was a time when I thought this was one of the silliest ghost stories I'd ever heard and/or one of the poorest excuses for an alibi in the history of the legal system. Then, as usually happens when I'm especially vocal about my disbelief in something, I came face to face with my own doppelganger. It was the late 1960s. My children were very young. I was wearing a god-awful flowery nightdress with big red roses all over it that my mother had given me. And when I say god-awful, I mean it was unforgettably hideous. I woke up in the middle of the night so hot I was sweating. And don't bother doing the math, I'll tell you myself, I was much too young for hot flashes. And there was no chance I was going back to sleep until I found out why my bedroom was sweltering. Step one, obviously, check the thermostat. You need to know I'm not one of those people I sometimes envy, who can scuff around only half awake after they get out of bed and go right back to sleep if they feel like it. When I'm up, I'm up. As wide awake as if it's the middle of the day and I've had 3 cups of coffee. So right up front, we can rule out the theory that I must have been dreaming. I marched downstairs and found the thermostat set at about 80. I cranked it back down to a temperature more suitable for human beings than for rare hybrid orchids, promising silently in the process to hunt down and destroy whatever sadist in the house had been playing with the thermostat, then turned to start up the stairs again. Instead, I just stood there gaping at the bottom of the stairs because, impossibly, there I was, coming down the stairs in that grotesque, ridiculous nightdress. My mind felt as if it were short-circuiting as I tried to fathom what was going on, but I was so stunned I couldn't even figure out which one I actually was. I had just flashed on a theory that somehow I was the one on the stairs, not the one who was watching when, well, the only way I know to describe it is that I slammed into myself at the thermostat. You know I didn't get another wink of sleep that night, and I was camped out at the library doors the next morning when they opened. This was long before computers, obviously, when we still used libraries to research things. I read, I studied, I talked to every colleague I knew who could shed some light on the subject. That's how I learned about doppelgangers, and that's how I also learned, to my relief, that while they're not exactly common, they're not unheard of either. I was even in some fairly interesting company, as a matter of fact. Apparently, Guy de Maupassant, whose novels and short stories I'd read in college as a literature major, had his doppelganger sitting at a table with him dictating toward the end of his life. And Percy Bysshe Shelley, one of my favorite classical poets, ran into his doppelganger one day near the Mediterranean Sea. His doppelganger did nothing more than point toward the sea. That was all. And it was in the Mediterranean Sea that Shelley drowned, less than a year after his doppelganger appeared. I can't give you an absolutely authoritative explanation for doppelgangers, but I can give you a very well-educated probability. Our spirits, in their most natural forms in the spirit world, are able to be in two places at once, or bilocate, as easily as you and I are able to breathe. And just because they're temporarily inhabiting bodies doesn't mean our spirits lose all their memories and skills. I believe that doppelgangers are rare but real events, not necessarily monumental at all if they can concern themselves with thermostats, in which the spirit gets restless, feels like stretching its muscles, or simply reverts to what comes naturally for a moment and decides to bilocate. And then, when it either catches itself in the act and says, oops, or has done what it set out to accomplish, it returns to itself again inside the body, limited to unilocating as before, until it's back in the spirit world and free of all the restraints and inconveniences it tolerates on Earth for the sake of its eternal journey.